Welcome to the Pet Loss and Divine Healing Podcast, where we embrace the tender journey of pet loss with gratitude and grace. Your compassionate host and pet loss grief coach, Rachel Shirley, is here to support you with the heavenly perspective from the insights of her book, Pet Loss and Divine Healing. Here, you'll learn how to transform your pain into a loving and lasting legacy while navigating your grief journey with dignity, grit, and grace. Now, here's Rachel.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. I am going to be reading from the back of my book today in the chapter For Those Who. This one is entitled For Those Who Had to Euthanize Due to Behavioral Issues. And before I start, I just want you to know that the purpose in me writing these specific love letters to these groups is really helping them feel understood and heard and seen. Oftentimes, our society can just turn a blind eye or be judgmental in our life situations. And there are some pretty traumatic things that happen, as you all know. We've been through trauma in one form or another. And when it comes to our sweet ones, a lot of us believe that they are family members. And to have something tragic happen is devastating. So this is just my small contribution to let you know that you're heard and you're understood. And I promise you, you will get through this. We never get over it, but we definitely get through it. And we want to do it in the most healthy way possible. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and read what I've written, and it's in the back of my book. My heart is with you. I have been on the other end of the phone with you when you called, distraught, disillusioned, and heartbroken, knowing this was your last option for the safety of your sweet one and those around them. Many people don't realize this is a compassionate ending of life, preventing devastating and inevitable outcomes. But you, my beloved friend, know this truth firsthand. What you have endured while making this decision is something no one ever wants to imagine. It's important to acknowledge that euthanizing due to dangerous behavior is a decision that stems from a deep love and concern for the well-being of both your sweet one and those around them. Putting the safety of others first is a sign of your responsibility and compassion as a pet owner. While it is natural to wonder about the what ifs and to question whether you could have done anything differently, please be gentle with yourself. Hindsight can be cruel, but remember that you made the best decision with the information and resources available to you at the time. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, circumstances can be beyond our control. I want you to know that no one has the right to judge you, your family, your vet's recommendations, your trainer's recommendations, or any other person contributing to your decision. You did the best that you could with information you had. You are not alone. Countless families have had to experience what you have. The details might be a bit different, but the torment in your heart and the sleepless nights and the endless crying and the relief that your sweet one was able to have a peaceful passing and compassionate passing connect you. You were a good steward to your sweet one, but unfortunately, we can never know what an animal's behavior will be ultimately like. They are still wild animals in their instincts. Yes, we have domesticated them, but that does not guarantee they will not be aggressive in nature and harm those they love. Sometimes, all the love, affection, care, and discipline we offer will not be enough to change their aggressive nature. Remember, you know the truth of your situation and circumstances. God was with you in your decision making, and He is with you now, encouraging you to have hope and faith. You will see your sweet one again in heaven. They are with God, healed, whole, and ready to love you again when you're in heaven with them. I invite you to release any guilt, shame, remorse, resentment right now in this very moment. But don't ever downplay the significance of doing everything in your power to help your sweet one overcome their aggressive nature. You are a good person who had to make one of the most complex decisions in the world. Anyways, remember that this difficult decision does not define you. This experience does not diminish your capacity for love and care. Allow yourself to heal, forgive yourself, and find comfort in knowing you did what you believed was the best for your beloved companion. In time, as you heal, try to remember the joyous moments and the love you shared with your sweet one. Cherish the memories of the happy times, the tail wags, and all of the cuddles. Know that you provided a loving home and did everything possible to give them a good life. As you continue your healing journey, consider honoring your sweet one's memory in the most meaningful way. This could be through creating a memorial, supporting animal welfare causes, or opening your heart to another needy pet when you feel ready. If your heart needs healing from this traumatic event, I suggest you find others who have been through what you have. Nothing is more healing than hearing, "I understand how you feel because I've been right where you are." My heart is with you, my beloved friend. From my heart to yours, Rachel. So, my friends, I just want you to know that I'm not an expert in animal behavior. I'm not a vet. I am just coming from a fellow pet parent and also as pet loss grief coach who has worked with countless families that have been in this situation. I just want you to know that you aren't alone in this and your heart will heal. It's just important how you do it and you make sure that you find some good support. Like I mentioned in this love letter, there are many groups out there that are very supportive online and maybe even in your area, in your town. You can reach out to me for private support or a friend, a colleague, whoever it may be. Just make sure that you aren't in isolation and that you are gentle with yourself and you really take good care of yourself during this time. Let some of the words that I spoke to you really soak into your heart and to your soul. And know that you are loved and you will get through this, I promise you. Okay? All right, my friends, please, if you know anybody who has had to go through this, please forward this to them. And as a community, let's just gather around people. We never know what they're going through, what type of circumstances they have to endure. And so having grace and compassion and rolling up our sleeves and saying, "Hey, how can I support you? How can I help you right now?" is the best thing possible for this world, for your soul as an individual and others that are in your sphere of influence. So I love you all. God bless you. And until next time, take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a valued part of the Pet Loss and Divine Healing podcast. It's been an honor to share this journey with you. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe and share. For personalized support, visit rachel-shirley.com. You're not alone on this journey. Rachel is here to support you. Beloved friends, take gentle care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.